As the First World War was coming to an end in 1918, an even deadlier calamity was spreading around the world. A flu virus, unlike any before it, was infecting groups of people across the globe. By the time the so-called Spanish flu pandemic was over, a fifth of the world's population had been infected, and perhaps 40 million people were dead. Only recently have researchers unraveled the genetic code of that virus, determining what experts had long feared. The 1918 pandemic was caused by bird flu.
1918 genetic picture suggests to us that this was a different formation, that it was an entirely bird-like virus that ultimately adapted in all of its genes to humans.
Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger of the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology led the team that decoded the 1918 virus. His team discovered a number of mutations that were key in adapting the virus from birds to humans, traits shared by the current H5N1 strain of bird flu.
The H5 viruses, especially some of the more recent ones, share some of those mutations, suggesting that they might be acquiring some changes that would make them more easily adapted to humans. So that's a very worrisome situation, of course.
When you look at 1918, you also realize that most of the victims were males in their 20s to 40s. And there's a speculation that that probably was because they were soldiers or people that were living in close quarters.
Dr. Joxel Garcia, deputy director of the Pan American Health Organization, warns that the movement of people, whether soldiers or tourists, would be just one factor in the spread of a future bird flu pandemic.
Even if we were static, just the migration of the birds will increase the risk of this flu arriving everywhere.
For this reason, health experts believe if the current bird flu virus becomes transmissible person to person, containment through quarantine is unlikely to work. Of further concern, Dr. Garcia says a vaccine cannot be developed until the pandemic pathogen reaches this stage. At that point, it could take months to create and manufacture an effective vaccine, although scientists are working hard to speed up the process. If they cannot, governments will face a tough issue.
But the second part, which is going to be the most difficult part to answer, most difficult question to answer, is the ethical part. What countries are going to have priority? Within the country, who's going to be priority?
Whether or not the H5N1 bird flu virus will ever mutate into a pandemic is still uncertain. But most health officials agree that no matter how good modern science is, a future pandemic is inevitable. Jim Bertel, VOA News.